This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night. A very big warm welcome into the Bent Notes studio at Joy, Adrian Jackson, who is the artistic director for the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues.
Thanks, David.
Looking like a very big festival.
Seems to get bigger every year.
I'm wondering about that. This is year number 24, and you've been involved
24
years of it, and you haven't tired of it yet.
I've aged.
Then again, jazz and blues, I don't know that you ever really do tire of listening and enjoying the music.
Well, certainly in my case, I can't get enough of it.
And that's obvious from your Facebook posts where there's a little bit of jazz each and every day.
Yeah, that's one thing on Facebook, obviously. You've seen my page. I do like to share some of the news or some of the links that various other musicians and other friends like to put up. Yeah.
And there's a lot of good jazz out there to be seen.
Absolutely.
So for those people who are unable to get to something like the Wangaratta Festival or any other concerts as such, there's such a glut, is that the word?
An abundance.
An abundance, that's the word I should have used, isn't it? Such an abundance of great jazz out there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And you know, just here in Melbourne, there's terrific venues putting on music throughout the week at Bennett's Lane, Uptown Jazz Cafe, Paris Cat, Dizzy's, and a whole bunch more. And if you want to hear recorded music, some of the local labels like Jazz Head and Newmarket, Listen Here, Rufus, they just keep churning out all these wonderful recordings.
They do indeed, and I suppose this is an opportunity for me to say thank you to both Jazz Head and Newmarket, who regularly trot something into the Bent Notes pigeonholes, which keeps us playing fresh new jazz all the time.
Yeah, they do a great job, both of them. Yeah.
Such as the Monash Art Ensemble with Paul Grabowski. It's an interesting suite, or two suites, on that particular CD.
Yes.
Speaking of Paul, he's a patron of the festival.
Yeah, we decided last year that it might be appropriate to have a patron, and Paul's certainly a distinguished musician and a high achiever in many spheres, not simply as a jazz pianist and composer. He's also heavily involved in education and, in fact, has taken on a senior role in the School of Music at Monash University over the last year or so. And he's been a regular performer at the festival, so we thought he would be the best possible spokesman we could get to, become an advocate for the festival, which he has gladly done since he took on that role last year.
As patron, does he have any specific responsibilities? Is there anything he has to do?
Not really, just when appropriate, we ask him to say a few nice words about the festival, which he's always done anyway, so it's no great burden.
No great burden whatsoever. Yeah. Sort of the verbal cutting of the ribbon.
Yeah, yeah. He's, as I said, regularly at the festival anyway, and this year, for instance, he's there performing with his sextet, which it's an interesting band in that it features Paul from Melbourne, Jamie Oles from Perth, and four other musicians from Sydney, so it's hard to get them all together in the one place. So he's doing that. He's doing a gig with Chris McNulty, who's an excellent singer, been based in New York for 25 years, but she actually began her career in Melbourne back in the 80s when Paul was a young man. And he'll also be a judge for the National Jazz Awards, which is a competition for piano players this year.
Competition for National Jazz Awards started with piano back in 1990. And Barney McCall was the inaugural winner.
Correct.
Has it been back to piano since?
Yeah, a few times. Well, in fact, the first 3 years of the festival, we kept the piano format. So the first three winners were Barney McCall, Mark Fitzgibbon, and Jan Rutherford, the late Jan Rutherford. Since then, it's been won by Matt McMahon and Jackson Harrison. We'll see who comes up trumps this year.
You've announced the 10 contenders for the awards this year.
That's right. That's only been announced today.
We've got Hugh Barrett, Steve Barry, Matthew Bowden, James Bowers, Andrew Butler, Tal Cohen, Daniel Gasson, Joseph O'Connor, Matthew Sheens, and Dave Spicer.
Yeah, quite an interesting mix of young and old musicians. I think some of them are already very well established, and some of them are really just starting to make a name for themselves.
From around Australia, and one that's an expat from New York currently, being Matthew Sheens.
Yeah, he's originally from Adelaide and been living in New York the last couple of years. Was sort of claiming Tel Cohen as a Perth-based pianist, although he's actually an Israeli, so he's just been an Australian for the last couple of years.
Good group of people there. It's going to be an interesting time to watch them perform. I have no doubt that the three judges are going to have a very difficult time indeed making their judgments. What's the biggest challenge coordinating such a festival, Adrian?
Well, really, I suppose in the first instance, it's the challenge is putting together the strongest program you can within the available budget, because, you know, there's no shortage of musicians who'd love to perform at the festival, but they all expect to be paid, not unreasonably. And particularly when you start looking at headline artists, I guess the bigger they are, the more they cost, and that's when it becomes a juggling act trying to work out what you really can afford to do and what you can't. And once the program's sorted out, it's just a matter of taking care of all the logistics just to make sure that there are no catastrophes on the day.
Must be a huge job from a logistical perspective, making sure people in the right spot at the right time and allowing time to get from point A to point B and flights and whatnot.
Yes, we do rely on the airlines sticking reasonably close to schedule, because we can't afford to necessarily have someone come in and stay two or three nights to perform on one day. So quite often we'll have people flying from Sydney that morning to perform in Wangaratta that afternoon. So we leave some margin for error, but we can't afford to have planes go on strike, as happened a few years ago.
That would be a real challenge.
It was, yeah.
Now, one of your international artists coming along this year is Gerald Clayton.
Outstanding young piano player grew up in Los Angeles, currently based in New York. He's got a very strong jazz pedigree. His father is the outstanding bass player, John Clayton. And his uncle is Jeff Clayton, saxophone player. So early in his career, he played in bands like the Clayton Brothers Band and the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. And he, I think it was 2008, was runner-up in the Thelonious Monk Jazz Piano Competition. So he's been based in New York since then. He's made a couple of albums with the Gerald Clayton Trio, and that's the band that he'll be bringing to Wangaratta for his first tour of Australia.
And you've got a piece here from Gerald Clayton. Is this from the trio?
Well, this is from his new album called Life Forum, which features the trio plus horns and vocals. So it's a different exercise. I guess focuses on Gerald as a composer as much as a piano soloist. And one thing I'm looking forward to is the trio will play two concerts at Wangaratta, but on the final night they'll be playing a concert where they present this music, where the group will be joined by a number of horn players and vocalists from the Monash University School of Music.
That will be amazing to see.
I think so, yeah.
Superb. Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au. In the studio tonight, I'm very pleased to say that our guest is Adrian Jackson, the Artistic Director of the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues. Adrian, the biggest thrill from the festival so far, not necessarily this year, but over your 24 years?
Oh, look, it really is impossible to just pick out one concert and say that was the greatest highlight, because honestly, every year there are totally exciting, fulfilling, memorable performances. Just to pluck one out, I think it was just a couple of years ago that the American trombonist Josh Roseman came out with Barney McCall and a couple of other musicians from New York, and did a concert with the Australian Art Orchestra, where they probably spent 2 days rehearsing Josh's music. And I remember Eugene Ball, the trumpeter, saying to me, "I'm really not sure that we can play some of this stuff, but we'll give it a go." And it just came together beautifully on the stage. So you had things like, you know, Josh Roseman trading solos with Jordan Murray and James Greening on trombones, and, you know, Paul Gaposky and Barney McCall combining on piano and keyboards. And it was kind of a dream team, and you know, the sort of thing that just doesn't happen outside of a festival. So that's an example of the sort of thing that can happen.
Great to have people getting together who normally don't get together, and that's one thing that, as you say, happens only in the festival situation.
Well, that's right, because you've got so many musicians who've come into Wangaratta from around Australia and other countries, and on one hand, it's great to hear bands that have been working on their own repertoire and band dynamic, and you know, it's kind of a big thing for them to perform at the festival and they give it their best shot. On the other hand, it's great to hear a combination of musicians doing something that hasn't happened before, won't happen again, and you've got to be there to hear it.
Yeah. Is it a difficult job to put these collaborations together?
Not really. I guess half the time the collaborations almost suggest themselves, and on the odd occasion where I might have suggested a collaboration that, you know, one partner or the other isn't that keen on it, well, then it just doesn't happen.
But you put something else together.
Yeah.
From a practical perspective, Adrian, it's a huge logistical exercise, as you said before. One of the important things there is making sure that people can actually get to the festival to see what's there. You've got a range of ticketing options available, and then you've got a range of accommodation options.
Yes, well, we've really upgraded our website in the last couple of years, so I think it is now pretty comprehensive, and it's just www.wangarattajazz.com. So if you go there, you can check out the program page that shows you who's playing what venue when on each day. You can click on the image for each artist. That takes you to a page that gives you a description of the artist, their music, who's in the band. It leads you to their website, and nearly all of them, there is a video file, so you can click on that to hear and see them playing. And in addition to that, obviously the ticketing page gives you all the ticketing options, whether you want to just come for the day, come for the whole weekend, maybe buy a gold pass, which gives you priority entry to some of the venues.
That sounds exciting.
Absolutely. Mm. Also, either the website itself or a link to the Visitors Information Centre in Wangaratta will outline the various options for accommodation.
Which include, I suppose, the hotels and motels, caravan parks, and then homestay.
Yes, well, most of the hotels and motels in town are currently booked out. All the patrons who went last year, typically they'll hold their booking for the next year. Having said that, it's always a good idea to try the different motels because they do get late cancellations and they do have a waiting list. Failing that, there is the homestay program that you mentioned where you can register to stay in a local residence home. And there's also accommodation options at motels and other options at nearby towns, be it, you know, Yarrawonga, Mulwala, Benalla.
Just a short drive to Wangaratta on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I used the homestay opportunity last year and I was able to walk into the township. It was close enough. It was beautiful. I think it was about a 20-minute walk every day. And the good thing was that I got to catch up with another three groups of people every day and have a chat about what we'd seen. It was marvellous.
Excellent, yeah.
Another international artist.
The Dutch trumpeter Erik Vleermans with his band Gatecrash. I think the track we've chosen is Prince of Darkness, which is his little acknowledgement to the great Miles Davis.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
The Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues, doesn't have anything else in there, it's jazz and blues, is an amazing event and you've spent so much time on it with some fantastic artists. There's an opportunity for those of us who live in Melbourne to hear a little bit more about it other than what we've heard tonight here on Bent Notes. On Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday, you're going to be at Readings in Hawthorne.
Yes, Readings in Glenfrey Road, Hawthorne. They do these regular events. Usually it involves meeting the author of a book, but in this case I'll be going in there to talk about the Wangaratta Festival. Fortunately, it won't just be me talking. There'll also be some music from two of my favourite Melbourne musicians, Stephen Magnusson on guitar, Julian Wilson on saxophone. Both have performed at Wangaratta many times over the year, so I couldn't think of a better choice to come and help talk about the festival. So they'll come in and they'll play some music and we'll sort of improvise a little bit on what we talk about, but I expect that Julian and Stephen will get involved in the conversation. I'll talk about what the festival means to them and any particular highlights for them from the years they've performed at Wangaratta or indeed respectively won the first prize in the National Jazz Awards.
Have you had that question answered by any of the musos as to what the festival means to them to be able to take part in it?
Oh, yeah, many times over the years, either formally or informally, Yeah, we have had feedback from the musicians that they really treasured the festival as an opportunity for them to come and play their music before a large and informed and enthusiastic and committed audience. They get to play in good conditions. You know, this sort of thing might sound unusual to even mention it, but you know, the fact that we get pianos tuned regularly throughout the day, there are festivals where either they don't bother tuning the pianos or they just assume that everyone can play an electric keyboard. That little attention to detail, I think, helps them to perform at their best, which is obviously what the audience wants to hear.
We certainly do. We want to hear them at their best and hear the fantastic music they produce. So on Wednesday night, bookings have to be made to make sure there's a seat.
Yeah, it's a free event, but they do require that people ring up and make a booking.
If any of the listeners would like to see that event on Wednesday night at Reddings in Hawthorne, 9819 1917 is the telephone number to book a free seat to hear Steve Magnusson and Julian Wilson and Adrian Jackson, Artistic Director of the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues. Our time is almost up.
There's probably another 50 artists we could have spoken about with the international guests, like, we didn't even mention Jeff Neve, fabulous pianist from Belgium who'll be playing a solo concert. Chris McNulty, expat Australian based in New York the last 25 years, began her career in Melbourne all those years ago. We haven't even touched on the fabulous blues program, so people will have to check the website to get all that information.
I'd like to say a very special thank you to you, Adrian, for coming in and being so free with your time and information about the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues. Fantastic sounding festival. For more information, you can check their website at wangarattajazz.com.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.